Democrats will take control of the U.S. House of Representatives next month, and that has given hope to opponents of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But Congress already voted to allow drilling in the refuge, and the Trump administration is working to make sure a lease sale takes place. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin explores what drilling opponents can hope to accomplish with control of just one chamber of Congress.
Right here, sun, right in the middle, right there. Is it noon?
It is. High noon. A dozen or more Native American activists line up in front of the U.S. House of Representatives, holding signs that say, "Defend the Arctic."
My name is Bernadette Dementif, and I am from Fort Yukon, Alaska. I am here on behalf of the Gwich'in Nation at the direction of my...
With the white dome of the Capitol as a backdrop, they are holding a press conference to make sure the Arctic Refuge is on the House agenda next year. Because come January, drilling opponents will have some muscle in the House, like Representative Ruben Gallego, a Democrat from Arizona.
I commit to you as the incoming chairman of Indian Affairs and Insular Affairs that we will continue to fight with you every step of the way to see what we can do to stop this atrocity from happening.
Of course, a lot of Alaska Natives, especially those representing Native corporations in the Arctic, don't see an atrocity in the making. Many Alaska Natives want oil development in the refuge to support communities with few other options for making money. Their side wasn't represented at this press conference. The incoming House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, jabbed the metal podium. He was so eager to show his enthusiasm for the cause.
House Democrats in our new majority will work to protect Native Americans and Alaskan Natives in every part of our country. We will work. Somebody clap on that.
Afterward, a reporter asked Hoyer what he hoped to accomplish, since any House bill would also have to pass the Senate, and there the Republican majority has grown.
Well, you say the legislation won't pass the Senate. Very frankly, there are a lot of Republicans who represent a large number of Native Americans, and if they listen to them, then I'm not at all sure that we won't get some help from them.
Well, we're not going to get the final victory in the next 2 years, we know.
Sierra Club lobbyist Ethan Manuel has been working for years to get Congress to pass a bill with permanent protection for the refuge. He says the goal for now, at least until there's a new president, is to build momentum.
That's the great thing about having the House flip, is that it gives us a chance to move a bill, maybe on the House side, and then to have hearings and have oversight and put the Trump administration and the oil industry on the defensive when it comes to drilling in the Arctic Refuge and really to start sowing doubt.
As long as there's doubt about whether the refuge will remain open to drilling, Manuel says industry will be reluctant to invest.
So the more doubt we throw into the process, the more sand we throw into the gears, the better, the more we prolong this fight. It really helps. It's to our advantage.
The Trump administration plans to hold an ANWR lease sale in 2019. But the goal of conducting a 3D seismic survey this winter has hit a snag. Mother Jones magazine reports on a leaked memo from the Fish and Wildlife Service that says it'd be nearly impossible to conduct the survey without jeopardizing polar bears. An Interior Department official said last month the exploration company and the Fish and Wildlife Service were in talks to address the agency's concerns. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.